Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Today we're going to be talking about the power of affirmations and how they can help you to improve your life. I feel like when I say the word affirmations, I get this collective eye roll from people, which I do understand with the negative, connotation even of that word. But let's dive into this topic anyway to see how they can actually really help you in your life. So affirmations, what are they? They're positive statements that we repeat to ourselves in order to change our thoughts and our beliefs. They're a form of self-talk that can be used to improve our self-esteem, improve our confidence, and really our overall well-being. Practicing daily positive affirmations, they can help you overcome fear and self-doubt, and they can reduce self-sabotage, which is super important because a lot of us tend to, sabotage ourselves. So daily positive affirmations, they help you believe in yourself and believe in what you're capable of achieving. Affirmations, they've been around for centuries, but they became more popular in the 19th century with the rise of the New Thought movement. The New Thought movement, it was a philosophy that emphasized the power of the mind to create reality. Sounds really familiar, right? So this belief has been around since the early 19th century, but for those who are listening, I'm sure it came into your collective, into your world with Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. At least it did for me. Affirmations are seen as a way to harness the power of the mind to bring about positive change in your life. Positive affirmations, they're made up of phrases that you can either say aloud and you say them to yourself, or you can say them in your head. You can also write them down, whatever, but just make sure that they're always visible in some respect. So positive affirmations, they're meant to help build you up, and they're meant to help improve your confidence even when things are difficult. That's why they're super helpful. So the purpose of positive affirmations is really to help you overcome negative thoughts. Anything that makes you doubt yourself, the affirmations are there to offer the alternative support. Now, we have spoken about negative self-talk probably a couple years ago, but this is such an important topic that I like to revisit because most of us don't even, we're not really aware of how much negative self-talk we have. It's so internalized, it just becomes habit, that we say so many negative things about ourselves, we have so much doubt in our mind, and then it becomes, a lot of our experience. So it's important to keep revisiting this topic, but also to be mindful of your thoughts. So, negative self-talk, it's a common problem, and it does have a significant impact on our mental and emotional health. It's the inner dialogue that we have about ourselves that is critical, it's judgmental, and it's super negative at times, right? We all engage in this negative self-talk from time to time, but for some people, it really can become a chronic problem. So there are many reasons why people engage in negative self-talk, and some of the most reasons include the following. Number one, low self-esteem. People with really low self-esteem often have a negative view of themselves and their abilities, and this can lead to negative self-talk, which can further reinforce low self-esteem. Number two, our past experiences. Negative self-talk can be rooted in your past experiences. If we've been criticized or rejected in the past, we may start to believe that we're not good enough. And this can lead to negative self-talk, which can make it difficult to move on from those experiences, and we just get stuck in that thinking. Also, number three, our current stressors. So negative self-talk, it can also be triggered by a current, stressor in your life. If we're going through a difficult time, we may start to focus on our weaknesses and our failures, and this can lead to negative self-talk, which can make it even harder to cope with the stress. So negative self-talk, it can be harmful in a number of ways. It can, again, lower our self-esteem, increase our stress levels. It can even derail our goals, right? When we tell ourselves that we can't do something, it can be difficult to take the steps necessary to achieve our goals, and then this can lead to feelings of frustration and hopelessness. So engaging in this type of self-talk can also have a number of harmful effects on our spiritual well-being. And this includes, you know, as I mentioned now a couple times, because I think this is really important, reduce self-esteem. When we constantly put ourselves down, it can be really difficult to see our own worth and our own value. And this leads to feelings of inadequacy, worthlessness, and hopelessness. So it also can increase anxiety and depression, so they contribute to those. When we constantly focus on our flaws, on our failures, it can really be difficult to feel calm and even positive, so this leads to feelings of stress, worry, and despair. This type of self-talk also disconnects us from our own intuition. Now remember, our intuition, it's our inner guidance system. It helps us to make the wise choices and even live in alignment with our true selves. However, when we're constantly bombarding ourselves with negative words about ourselves, our lives, getting stuck in, you know, thoughts of a negative past experience, it can be really difficult to hear your intuition and get any insight from your intuition when you're in that negative mindset, especially chronically. Also, the last thing I wanted to talk about here was the loss of faith. So if we believe that we're fundamentally flawed and unworthy, it can be difficult to have faith in ourselves, difficult to have faith in others, and even in the universe. And this can lead to a loss of hope and, you know, the meaning in life. So the other way it can have a harmful effect is on our physical bodies and on our energy. So number one, it can reduce your sleep quality. It can make it difficult to fall asleep and even to stay asleep. And this is primarily because it can keep our minds racing and it can actually keep our bodies in a state of fight or flight. Negative self-talk can also weaken our immune system. So when we're stressed, our immune system is not as effective at fighting off an infection. And this can make us more susceptible to having a cold, flu, and other illnesses. This type of negative self-talk can also lower your energy levels. So it can sap your energy and your vitality. And this is because it takes a lot of energy to hold on to negative thoughts and emotions. However, let us look at, you know, the things that we can do to improve or at least to overcome negative self-talk. So here are some of the most effective strategies. These are just a few, and I'm sure there are so many more. Number one, challenge your negative thoughts. This is really important. When we have a negative thought, we can ask ourselves, is this really true? Is there any evidence to support this thought? If not, we can try to replace the thought with a more positive thought. Number two, focus on your strengths. So instead of focusing on your weaknesses, we can then focus on our strengths. So what are we good at? What do we enjoy doing? When we focus on our strengths, it can help us to boost our self-esteem and even reduce the negative self-talk. Number three, be kind to yourself. We should really treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion that we would treat a friend. When we make a mistake, we really should try to forgive ourselves and to move on. And that sounds so, it's easier said than done because, you know, if you're like me, you're very critical of yourself, you're really harsh on yourself at times, and you know, it's easy to get into that mindset of how did I make this mistake? You know, how could I make this mistake? And why am I repeating the same mistakes? So, you know, that chronic negative thinking is really detrimental, and we should try to extend the same kindness that we would easily give to others, you know, really directly to ourselves. Lastly, number four, use affirmations, the topic of the day. So we can help to, you know, if we use affirmations, they can help to counteract the negative self-talk. And again, they can boost our self-esteem and even change our outlooks of a situation, right? So changing your inner dialogue, which is what we're doing by using affirmations, it's a good baby step to doing this. You know, obviously I recommend going to a therapist as well and getting that type of support, especially if you're chronically in that mindset. But if you change your inner dialogue, you know, and it takes time and effort, this isn't something that you can do overnight. Sometimes I think there's this you know, perception that if you say the affirmation once a day for like 10 days, all of a sudden your perception shifts immediately. No, it takes time, because if you think about it, you know, depending on your age, let's say you're 30 years old. Well, it's taken you 30 years to think the way that you think. So it's going to take a while to unpack the why and understand, and then to retrain your mind, which is also what affirmations do, right? You know, so this process or this, yeah, this process is worth it. So when you start to talk to yourself in a more positive way, you will start to feel better about yourself and even your life. So how do we do positive affirmations? Well, you really need to figure out which method of positive affirmation works for you. There's really no one right way, you know, for everyone across the board. But to start positive affirmations, you should really pick out a quality, a trait, or a choice that you've made and begin highlighting the positive aspects of that. So positive affirmations work best when they're about a specific issue or concern that you're currently dealing with. So if you're going through a difficult situation, they can, you know, positive affirmations can help you get through it. Now, an essential part of doing positive affirmations is really not to deny your reality. Denial isn't a good coping strategy, and it's really necessary to process the tough times that you're dealing with and to start working through the feelings that you're having. Affirmations, they're meant to acknowledge what you're going through and how difficult it is, then help you get through the other side of the challenge. So affirmations work by changing your thoughts and your beliefs. When we repeat a positive affirmation, we're essentially reprogramming our mind to believe that we're worthy, to believe that we're capable and deserving of good things. Again, this can help to counteract the negative self-talk and even boost, you know, your self-confidence. So as an example here, if you have a negative belief about yourself, such as I'm not good enough, which I think a lot of us have in this life, you might want to repeat the following affirmation. I am worthy of love and respect. You might want to repeat it over time, and it can, you know, really help you to change your beliefs about yourself and start to see yourself in a more positive light. So over a period of time, repeating positive phrases, they've been shown to reshape how you think and how you feel about yourself. The science behind it really involves the billions of neurons in your brain. So when you think, neurons send electrical impulses along paths in your brain. This makes the neurons more sensitive and strengthens their pathways. When you're repeatedly thinking something, you're making it easier to fall into that same thinking in the future. Positive affirmations, though, they help really to disrupt the negative thinking habits and to build a new route in your brain for the positive thoughts. Eventually, positive thought patterns will appear and your good thoughts will, of course, affect your actions. So this can help you, you know, when you learn new skills, this could help you succeed at work, improve your relationships, etc. All kinds of benefits. So let's talk about just a few things to keep in mind when you are using affirmations effectively. So first, again, choose affirmations that are specific, positive, and believable, and in the present tense. So for example, instead of saying, I will be more confident, you could say, I'm confident. You want to repeat your affirmations regularly, ideally several times a day. The best way to use affirmations is to repeat them as often as you can, whether it's morning, noon, and night. You can have them written out on your desk in front of you. You could have a reminder set on your watch, your phone, of the phrase, etc. You can say them out loud. You can listen to them on a recording. You can say them in your head. And in terms of how many times a day, you know, there's no one significant number over the other, but obviously, you know, more is probably better in some senses, depending on what it is you're trying to overcome. So some people find that it's helpful to say them for 10 minutes each day or 15 minutes each day, which is a lot, but still it is helpful. Other people think that they only need shorter sessions and they're just as effective. The most important thing, of course, is just to find a routine that works for you and to stick with it. The other significant thing is to make sure you believe in your affirmations. If you don't believe in what you're saying, it's definitely not going to work. So choose an affirmation that is realistic, not negative, but is meaningful for you, something that you can believe in. At least you know you can get there. The last thing to remember is to be patient, but to be persistent. It really does take time and effort to see the results from your affirmations. So don't get discouraged if you find yourself kind of falling back into that negative thinking. That happens all the time, you know, especially even if we're trying to receive a compliment for a lot of people, you know, people don't want to accept the compliment. They'll find a way to rebuff it in a negative way, right? So we need to learn to kind of shift that way of thinking and not even to be hard on ourselves when we fall back in to those negative patterns. So what are the other benefits of using positive affirmations? Well, number one, of course, as we've been talking about, reducing negative thoughts. Since many of our thoughts are subconscious, positive affirmations allow us to become more aware of our thought patterns and our feelings. So this reduces the risk of allowing your negative thought patterns to take form and root. It increases happiness. Affirmations allow you to acknowledge the things that are preventing your happiness, which in turn allows you to surround yourself with the things that you want in life. Number three, keeping the small things in perspective. We often take for granted the small things in our lives. Using positive affirmations allow you to remember how important the small things are. So for example, if you're healthy, you may not be appreciating it. That might not be at the forefront of your mind, right? If somebody else is having a health issue, that's going to be, you know, the first thing they think about. But if you use the affirmation, I am healthy, then you're able to focus on that and appreciate that more, right? So it just helps you to keep certain things, the small things, the very important things, I think, in perspective. And then lastly, believe it or not, positive affirmations, yes, they keep you in a positive mood, but a recent study has shown that optimism reduces the risk of heart attacks, it reduces the risk of strokes and other cardiovascular events, which I think is super important. Our inner dialogue, or the way we talk to ourselves, it can have a profound effect on our thoughts. It has a profound effect on our feelings and, of course, on our behavior. So when we engage in this type of talk, we're essentially telling ourselves again, over and over and over in some form or fashion, that we aren't good enough. This leads us to having low self-esteem, having experiences of anxiety and depression. Positive self-talk, on the other hand, can help us to reprogram how we think about ourselves. When we repeat these positive affirmations to ourselves, we're essentially telling ourselves that we're worthy, we're capable, and we are deserving of good things. So as I've said several times, this can boost your self-esteem, it can reduce anxiety, and it can just improve your overall well-being. So there are a number of ways that, you know, this positive self-talk can reprogram how we think about ourselves. It can help us to challenge our negative thoughts, right? Again, we said this earlier, it's really important when we're stuck in this chronic pattern of negative thinking, it's important for us to challenge what we're thinking in that moment, right? When we have that negative thought, again, we should be asking ourselves, is this really true? Like, who's thinking this thought and why? Where is this coming from? What's the evidence to support this? That's the first way to catch yourself when you have that negative thought, whether it's about yourself or about the world. You know, it's important to stop and start to ask those questions. Many people think that you can just sit down and do negative or positive affirmations and then, yeah, your mindset just shifts, but that's not true. You know, again, I've said this, but this, you know, warrants mentioning one more time that it's taken many years for you to, you know, to build your mental patterns and your responses to life, right? So it's going to take a lot of unlearning and unpacking as well to understand how you got there, right? But also to change your natural response to things, your natural negative thoughts. Again, we need to focus on our strengths instead of our weaknesses. I think a lot of us, you know, have a tendency to focus on what we cannot do and where we're lacking, as opposed to what we can do, what we're good at, and what we enjoy doing as well, right? This helps to reduce that negative dialogue, that negative critic in our head. And then lastly, which I think is really important, you know, positive self-talk in general, it can help us to be more forgiving of ourselves, which if you are someone who is really hard on yourself, if you have that harsh, like, inner critic and inner, you know, this negative, harsh inner dialogue, it's really difficult for us to forgive ourselves, right? When we make a mistake, we really need to try to forgive ourselves and move on and let go. We shouldn't dwell on our mistakes or even beat ourselves up about them. Instead, we should really try to focus on learning from our mistakes and moving forward and remembering that we are human and we're here to have this experience and we're here to make mistakes. It is okay. It happens, right? It would be strange if we never made a mistake on this planet. Positive self-talk in general helps us to develop a more optimistic outlook on life. I'm not talking about being delusional, so please take note of that, but I'm talking about just seeing the world differently than from our standard negative way of seeing it. When we believe in ourselves and when we, you know, believe in our abilities, we're more likely to pursue our goals and sometimes take risks, which is really, I think, important for life. A lot of people are afraid to step out of their comfort zone. They would rather stick with the known rather than the unknown. And I think sometimes when we, you know, if we were able to change our thoughts and our perceptions and beliefs about things, have good self-esteem, some confidence, we may be willing to venture into the unknown, you know, feeling capable and trusting that whatever is there is for our benefit. It's for experience, really, right? Self-talk in a positive way, it helps us to cope with the challenges in our lives and even with the setbacks, but to cope with them in a very positive way. Changing our inner dialogue is just so important because it does impact our thoughts, our feelings, and behaviors. And again, when we engage in this positive self-talk, we are essentially telling ourselves that we're worthy, that we're capable. Affirmations in general, they're very powerful tools, and you can have affirmations on anything, on your health, abundance, right? Which a lot of people probably want, abundance, but your goals, you know, if you want to change your thoughts about, you know, yourself in general, about how you see yourself, even from a physical perspective, you can, you know, start using these affirmations in the present tense to help you begin taking the first steps to change your mindset. I do not think that this is a holistic substitute for therapy, because I do think that is crucial in anyone's journey, but I think they are a simple and effective way to begin changing our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, right? So we can start changing our experience of the world. So below in the show notes, I'm going to list some books on affirmations that I think, and some resources on affirmations that I do think that are helpful. But I do think that taking time out of your day, whether it's 30 seconds, to say a couple of affirmations in your head, and I would say one, work with one first for a good 60 to 90 days. It takes, what, 28 days, 29 days? I think, you know, the literature has changed, maybe more than 29 days to make a new habit. So give yourself some time. I always advise 90 days, you know, to really make a habit, and then at some point it'll start to shift your thinking about things, or at the very least, when you have that negative thought related to whatever it is you're trying to change, you'll be able to state the affirmation to challenge that negative thought, right? You'll have that in your back pocket every single day. I hope this episode has been really helpful for you all. I know that affirmations kind of get a bad rap now, and I know why they do, because people think that you can just say them and then boom, all of a sudden you're different, but it's work like everything else. It takes work to change your behavior. It's not something that we do overnight, right? And it's an important part of the journey is learning and unlearning. And we're always in a state of becoming, and this helps us to shift our thought process in life. Thank you for joining me for today's episode, everyone, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.